I'm thinking about events that are carrying on as normal, as best we can, and events that are having to be done very differently. I was listening to Johnny yesterday talking about his father's birthday celebration yesterday, and it was my son's 30th birthday yesterday, and normally this would have been a great occasion, and I think they were going to be going away, but they stayed at home, obviously. But we were able to join them via Zoom, and the family was able to share together and mark that occasion. We also did the same thing on Sunday evening, which would have been my mother-in-law's 98th birthday. She died in February last year, and so we again, family got together and marked that occasion. Some things are carrying on sort of as usual. Some things aren't. Weddings are now on hold, and we remember Glenn and Naomi, who would have been married at Dagnall Street this month, had weddings been allowed to carry on as normal. We are also remembering those whose funerals are taking place, and these are always sad occasions, but particularly so at the moment when not everybody can gather together for these services. And I'm thinking of Nick Brown and his family, and Nick's wife died from unrelated conditions just recently, coronavirus unrelated conditions recently, and think of Mike and Fiona, friends of mine, members of Trinity United Reformed Church, as was Nick and his wife. And we remember them as they mark this sad occasion in a couple of weeks' time. I'm also thinking of some of our older folk, people who are normally self-isolating, and them they at this time are in the same situation as we are, the majority of us, unusually. But what for us is unusual is usual for them. And I hope that once this pandemic has disappeared, that we will remember those who are normally on their own and continue to follow up with phone calls and notes, etc. We also remember people that have been named to us in prayer, and I'm thinking of Vivian, whose husband died just recently, and remember her, and also Caroline and Jackie, her children. This is Peter Frank, who died just recently, and Ruth has asked us to remember them. But we come now to our communion, and if you have the sheet to hand, we're going to begin. From the rising of the sun till its setting in the west, God's
God's holy
holy name
name
be
be praised.
praised. On the lips of children, by babies at the breast,
God's
God's
holy
holy
name
name
be
be
praised.
praised. In the visions of the old and the dreaming of the young, God's
God's
holy
holy
name
name
be
be
praised.
praised.
In the banquet hall of heaven and the forgotten corners of our hearts, God's
God's
holy
holy
name
name
be
be
praised.
praised.
Let all that have life and breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We
We praise
praise
the
the
Lord.
Lord. Holy God, maker of all, have
Have
mercy
mercy
on
on us.
us. Jesus Christ, Son of Mary,
Have
have
mercy
mercy
on
on
us.
us. Holy Spirit, breath of life, have
Have
mercy
mercy
on
on
us.
us.
Let us in silence remember our own faults and failings. We say together, in the
In
community
community
of
of Christ
Christ Church
Church
and
and
in
in
the
the
presence
presence
of
of
all
all
God's
God's
people,
people,
we
we
confess
confess
to
to
God
God
that
that
we
we
have
have
sinned
sinned
in
in
thought,
thought,
word,
word,
and
and
deed.
deed.
We
We
have
have
not
not
loved
loved
God,
God,
cared
cared
for
for
God's
God's
world,
world,
or
or
respected
respected
God's
God's
people
people
as
as
we
we
should.
should.
We
We
own
own
our
our
responsibility
responsibility
and
and
pray
pray
for
for
God's
God's
pardon.
pardon.
This is the table of the church, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is to be made ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little, you who've been here often and you who've not been for a long time, you who've tried to follow and you who've failed. Come, not because it is I who invite you, it is our Lord. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here. Now let us hear the story of how the sacrament began. On the night on which Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. And while they were eating, he took a piece of bread. He said a blessing, he broke it, and he gave it to them with these words, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Do this to remember me." Later, he took a cup of wine, saying, This cup is God's new covenant. It is sealed by my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take the bread and the wine, the ordinary things of the world which Christ will make special, and as he said a prayer before sharing, let us do so too. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. Gratitude, praise, hearts and voices lifted high, voices full and joyful, these you deserve. For when we were nothing, you made us something. When we had no name and no faith and no future, you called us your children. When we had lost our way or turned away, you did not abandon us. When we came back to you, your arms opened wide in welcome. And look, you prepare a table for us, offering not just bread, not just wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, blessed, and made new again. You are worth all our pain and all our praise. And therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Lord God, as we come to share the richness of your table, we cannot forget the rawness of the earth. We cannot take bread and forget those who are hungry. Your world is one world, and we are stewards of its nourishment. Give us again the joy of your help. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, put our prosperity at the service of the poor. We cannot take wine and forget those who are thirsty, the ground and the rootless, the earth and its weary people cry out for justice. Lord, put our fullness at the service of the empty. We cannot hear your words of peace and forget the world at war, or if not at war, then preparing for it. Show us quickly, Lord, how to turn weapons into welcome signs and the lust for power into a desire for peace. We cannot celebrate the feast of your family and forget our divisions. We are one in spirit, but not in fact. History and hurt still dismember us. Lord, heal your church in every brokenness. For us you were born, for us you healed, preached, taught, and showed the way for heaven. For us you were crucified, and for us, after death, you rose again. Lord Jesus Christ, present with us now, for all that you have done and all that you have promised, what have we to offer? Our hands are empty. Our hearts are sometimes full of wrong things. We're not fit to gather up the crumbs from under your table. But with you is mercy and the power to change us. So as we do in this place what you did in an upstairs room, send down your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us your body, healing, forgiving, and making us whole. And that we may become, for you, your body, loving and caring in the world, until your kingdom comes. Amen. Among friends gathered around the table, Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." Later, he took the cup of wine and said, "This is the new relationship with God, made possible because of my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me." And we say together, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Lord, here is your Lord coming to you in bread and wine. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Turn again, O Lord, and give us life, that your people may rejoice in you. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. With your spirit of freedom, sustain us. May God forgive you, Christ befriend you, and the Spirit renew and change your life. Amen. Before we end with a benediction, we remember in our prayers those who are suffering at this moment, those who are ill. We particularly remember our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. We pray for him and his family. We pray for those who are in government, those who are making plans in the health service, those in local councils who are making plans and administering food and medication for those who are isolated. Pray for those who are building new hospitals, those who are delivering food and supplies. We pray for those people known to us who are sad at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The cross, we shall take it. The bread, we shall break it. The pain, we shall bear it. The joy, we shall share it. The gospel, we shall live it. The love, we shall give it. The light, we shall cherish it. The darkness, God shall perish it. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us for this communion service today. Slightly more chaotic than usual. Feel a little like that expert on North Korea, was it, who was conducting a very serious interview in the BBC when his children came in. We had a delivery from Amazon in the middle of our communion, and we thank God for our delivery drivers, but I do wish they might have come 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later, but there we are. We have to take these things as they come.